before we get to this this 85 defensive player anonymous poll that The Athletic did, and I love stuff like this, by the way, and I'm so glad neither of you have seen it yet because I'm curious how your answers line up with the answers of these players.
How many players?
85.
Okay.
85 players. The Athletic, it was a gradual thing throughout the course of the season. They, you know, each town that a particular writer would go to, they'd sit down with a few of them, and they kind of accumulated these answers throughout the year. But I wanted to hit this one news item real quick. And then, Cecil, I want to get your take on just the general trends in head coaching hires that we've seen since we talked to you last week. They filled seven of the jobs, and it seems like half of them have been filled by guys who would double for a boy band member. Gary Kubiak was supposed to be the offensive coordinator in Denver, as you and I talked about in the 2 o'clock segment today, Rich.
Yep.
According to league sources telling Adam Schefter, after lengthy discussions, Denver and Kubiak had different ideas on staffing and offensive philosophies, both sides going in different directions. So now the Denver Broncos have Vic Fangio, a defensive guy, as their head coach. The offense was supposed to be run by Gary Kubiak.
Yeah.
John Elway is all of a sudden losing his wolf.
I can't believe they didn't have these conversations prior to agreeing for him to take over.
Isn't it crazy?
It's shocking. Because wasn't he like named the OC before they had the head coach?
Almost concurrently.
Yeah. Put it this way, Cecil, it always felt kind of understood that he was going to be the OC because he's in the building there. You know, he's been Elway's right hand man since he was his backup back in the 80s.
Well, you would think they'll be on the same page with the philosophy and the whole nine, but that's
crazy.
Weird.
Yeah. So I wonder where Kubiak lands. Just in general, Cecil, you played in Jacksonville. You've talked about it all the time. Your first 4 years in the league were with the Jags.
Yeah.
You played for Jack Del Rio, Mike Mularkey, and
Gus Bradley.
And Del Rio and Mularkey were both offensive side. Del Rio's a defensive guy.
Del Rio's defense.
Mularkey was an offensive guy.
Gus
and Bradley
defense.
A defensive guy.
Yeah.
All right. So forget about just the turnover part of it. Hard enough to play for three guys with alternating sides of the ball as the head coach, I would imagine. But what are your thoughts about this recent trend in hiring where everybody seems to be looking for the hot young offensive coordinator? And how much better do you think it would have been in Jacksonville, if they had hired somebody who was like one of these guys, like a young guy with an offensive philosophy that you could grow with?
Well, I think when I first came out, it was a different type of game than it is now. Now it's more college style offense, so that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
When you find Cliff Kingsbury, who's never played, or not, he played a little bit in the league, but never had a
cup
job
of coffee
in the NFL at all.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me. I want to say it's a fad, but with what Sean McVay did this past year, it's pretty outstanding, but it's rare. You don't see guys come in that early, that young, and take over a team, and success is crazy like that. So I'm worried that too many teams will get caught up in looking for the next Sean McVay instead of looking for leader of men. It's a copycat league, looking for guys that can lead men, that can change a culture, that guys can believe in and look to. And the thing about McVay, though, he's surrounded himself with some geniuses in football. He's been surrounded himself with guys that outlasted him in the game. He's 34, 35 years old.
I don't even think he's that old yet. I think he's still like 32. But either way, he's in his 30s. He's got Wade Phillips over there.
Wade Phillips has been in the game longer than that.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So for the young guys coming in, they'll have to do exactly what McVay did, is surround himself with guys that are smarter than him, per se, football-wise,
or have been
around. It's not easy to do. It's not many like that. I think teams are taking a risk by signing such I don't want to say young guys, because you can be young and be successful, but the fad, if that makes sense.
Well, the evolution of the rule book has clearly allowed these passing offenses to flourish.
Yeah, yeah.
And the business of the NFL has really never been better. I know there was a little concern there for a while about ratings, but the revenues that they're generating just continue getting higher and higher. And now with all these different means by which games are distributed, as technology diversifies more and more, there's going to be more avenues for the NFL to make money. So I don't really see this trend ending anytime soon.
That's fair.
We'll see. I do feel like there's an element of, are they just ignoring all the other things that go into being a head coach?
There's so many other things that goes into it besides just being an offensive mind.
Yeah.
That's just one small part. It's an important part. One small part of a big picture, you know?
And I'm not saying none of these guys can also be leaders, but you know, like, look, Zach Taylor has been a quarterback's coach. Yeah. Like, you know, like, he's been, like, he, and he's 35 or whatever he is. Like, what has that guy had to do to lead even a position group room? You know what I mean? Like, what's right. Where's the evidence there?
But at least he was around a guy the last couple of years who's done it successfully.
I get it, but that doesn't automatically make you able to do it. And that's what they're banking on, Rich, what you're talking about.
Sure.
Like, that somehow them watching McVay means that they're going to transfer. I mean, if it were that easy, you would just hire every guy that ever coached for Belichick, right?
And shook a hand.
and how's that worked out? Like, you could argue O'Brien is the most successful Belichick offspring, and he, you know, he's 1-3 in the playoffs.
It's weird hearing, like, it's like a McVay tree, but he's so young. Like, Belichick had to earn his rights.
Yeah.
Work up the ranks and earn his right to get a tree.
Yeah.
Parcells the same way, but McVay is like,
he's already got a tree.
He already got a tree.
Yeah. So the guys you're talking about, Charlie Weiss, Romeo Crennel, Josh McDaniels, Eric Mangini.
Mm. Yeah. You're
Saban's done
off.
Okay.
Do we count him as part? I mean, I guess he was his DC in Cleveland. I'm talking about more the Patriot, Belichick tree.
Yeah, anybody I miss?
And by the way, Saban wasn't okay as an NFL head coach.
That's true. You're right about that. He failed.
Yeah, Matt Patricia.
Oh, yeah. Patricia, yeah.
Jury's still out a little bit on that, right?
It's early.
Yeah. A lot of them are fat. I'm just going to say, like, not a lot of them like to keep in very good shape. Not that I'm the picture of great health or anything.
You know, it is officially the Parcells coaching tree.
She does come from fatness.
It's
the very top. Parcells.
It's a lot of hours in that building, man.
It comes from a place of obesity. Yeah, you say a lot of takeout ordered in those buildings?
A lot of takeout ordered. Now, to order takeout, you got to walk by the weight room every day.
That's it.
That's a cheat day every day.
All right, so the Athletic polled 85 anonymous defensive players. And I want to get the answers from Cecil Shorts and Rich Lord as to what their answer would be and see if it lines up with these 85 players in the NFL. They were asked several different questions about quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll start with, which quarterback would you least like to face in a big game? Cecil Shorts.
In a big game or under 2 minutes?
No, in a big, just that's the question. Who would you least like to face in a big game?
Today?
Yes.
As of 2018, 2019 season?
Yes, yeah. As of if the Athletic walked up to you in season and asked you that question.
It would still be Aaron Rodgers for me.
Aaron Rodgers, okay.
Yeah, it would still be him. He's an incredible talent. A guy that, for me, him or Andrew Luck, because those guys feel like they're always in the game. You always feel confident when they're at the helm and you're in the big game like that.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'm very tempted to say Andrew Luck because of the way he's playing this season. I mean, he's an MVP candidate himself.
He is.
But... you know, they went to another Super Bowl last year, so I can't not go Brady.
Brady, 52% of the vote.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, 32% of the vote. So you guys hit number one and two. The only others to receive votes, multiple votes, Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes.
He's special, man.
There's a lot of people buying into Patrick Mahomes before he's taking a snap in a playoff
game. We'll see.
Not the three of us.
We'll see.
The three of us may or maybe out in front of something here because we all took the Colts.
Yeah. Drew Brees was number two for me.
Yeah, yeah. Which quarterback would you most like to face in a big game? Rich, I'll start with you.
If either one of you says Eli Manning, we're going at it.
I'm just a facilitator because I've seen this already, so I'm just asking you and Cecil. That's funny, though.
I kind of think there's.
I feel like Eli should have gotten some votes for the first one.
Right? Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles would be my answer.
Blake Bortles, all right. Cecil?
That was the same. Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles is in also receiving multiple votes. I'm a little surprised as well. The winner is going to sound strange, but when you hear the philosophy behind it, you can tell that they're asking players these questions, not guys like you and me, Rich.
Right.
Which quarterback would you most like to face in a big game? Also the winner of this question, Tom Brady, 18%. Which means that if you're facing off against Brady, it means you're probably playing in the Super Bowl. That kind of thing.
It also means defensive players are stupid.
The easy way. Well, that was 18%. The next 15% said Nathan Peterman.
Very smart.
So, yeah.
I totally forgot about him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Aaron Rodgers, 10%. I'm assuming along the same lines as Brady. Although Aaron Rodgers only won one Super Bowl, only been to one Super Bowl. So who knows? Maybe they're... Yeah. Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles, Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, among the others receiving
Jameis turnover machine.
Votes.
Yeah.
As great as he's been, there's an argument that Aaron Rodgers has underachieved in his career.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an argument that the Packers have underachieved as an organization since 92 with Favre and Rodgers in a continuous succession plan there.
Yep.
Yep. Who's the most underrated NFL quarterback, Rich?
Ooh. You know I like Alex Smith a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to stay with Alex Smith. I think he's got a near championship pedigree and just has never had the right situation.
Okay. Alex Smith, Cecil?
Underrated. I'm going to say, y'all might not agree. I'm going to say Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. Okay. Matthew Stafford did not receive any votes. Mm. Or didn't, well, he didn't receive multiple votes. Mm-hmm. He may have gotten one or two. That's an interesting one. Alex Smith was third, 8%. Okay. Number two, Philip Rivers, 11%.
Yeah, Philip.
Number one, Cam Newton, 14% of the vote.
Really?
Do you guys agree or disagree that Cam Newton is underrated? I think someone would have argued a couple of years ago that Cam was a little overrated.
No, I think
when he won the MVP.
He's right where he's supposed to be. I don't see him as
properly
overrated.
Properly rated.
Yeah,
I kind of do too.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, Mitchell Trubisky, Drew Brees, and Lamar Jackson have received multiple votes. Who's the most overrated quarterback? Cecil?
Jimmy Garoppolo. My gosh.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hasn't done anything.
Right.
Anything at all.
Never played a full season as a starter.
Never played a full season and got, I mean, happy for him, 100 and whatever million.
Yep.
One of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, but hasn't done anything.
That's a great one.
That is a good one.
That's another one that didn't receive multiple votes and didn't. That's a great answer. That might have been an out of sight, out of mind people not voting for him since he got hurt in week two. Rich, what about you?
Again, if you say Eli, it's on.
Okay. Well, I didn't, but some of these guys did.
I similar to what Cecil just said, the money came to mind for me. And when the money comes to mind, I think Kirk Cousins.
That is the winner. Ooh, ding, ding, ding. And that would have been my answer, too. Kirk Cousins, 13%. Eli, 10%. Sorry, Rich. Others receiving multiple votes. Flacco, Ryan, Stafford, Brady.
Yeah.
Carr, Dalton, Prescott, Winston, Sam Bradford. Bradford's a good one, too.
It is.
Bradford's a good one, too.
Yeah.
All right, who is the most impressive quarterback under age 25, Rich?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson for you, yeah. And I think that speaks for itself. We've talked.
Is he 23?
He's 23 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
Cecil?
I can't agree. I was gonna say Deshaun, but I say Patrick.
Patrick Mahomes was the runaway winner.
Mahomes is unbelievable.
Yeah, 72% for Patrick Mahomes. Deshaun actually finished third, 10%. Jared Goff, 11%. I couldn't disagree more.
No.
Is Mayfield on the list?
Well, he's next one is rookie.
Rookie.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha,
next one is rookie.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so Carson Wentz was the only other one to receive multiple votes. If you took this poll in week 13 of last year, Carson Wentz might have won unanimously.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Before he hurt his knee.
He's probably the MVP favorite at that point.
At that point, he was. I think that's a fact. He was the MVP favorite. The most impressive rookie quarterback, Cecil?
Gotta go with my hometown team.
Yeah, of course.
Baker Mayfield,
yeah. Rich?
I think there's only two names, Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, that I would think, that I would consider at least.
You didn't like Darnold?
Darnold was very impressive. I watched that last game he played against the Steelers, and he was very impressive. He needs to be on the list as well. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
Okay, Mayfield 60%, Sam Darnold 21%. Lamar Jackson got 7% of the vote, but many of the players surveyed gave their responses in November before he took the job.
Okay.
So I think it's safe to say he would have had – I don't think he would have beaten Baker Mayfield.
Probably not, but he was a revelation.
He might have finished second. Like some of those Darnold votes might have been flipped to Lamar Jackson. All right, well, these last two are connected with each other. We got a couple minutes, so this is good. We're timing this perfectly. Should Colin Kaepernick be on an NFL roster?
Yes, absolutely. When you go out and get when he was playing, so how many quarterbacks is on a starting quarterback? 32, right?
32.
Everybody has a backup, so what's that, 64?
64.
He is the top 64 quarterback, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about
it. Is he a starter? Maybe, maybe not. You can argue that, but he's a top 64. You bring in guys like Josh Johnson off the street, Mark Sanchez off the street. There's no reason he shouldn't be. There's no ability-wise, he should be a top 64 quarterback.
I couldn't agree more. I agree with everything you said, and I understand that even when he was playing, I like Kaepernick a lot, but he made bad decisions in crunch time, a little too much for my liking.
Yeah.
But like you just said, if you compare all the guys,
he needs to be on a roster for this question.
Yeah. You look at all the guys drawing a paycheck at quarterback in the NFL. It's ridiculous. He's not in the league.
Of the 85, 95% said yes. Two players voted no. Two gave a no comment. So.
Yeah.
95, and of course, I think he should be. I said the Texans should sign him last October and wrote extensively about that in the Houston Press. Last one here, and it's tied to this. If you could replace one NFL quarterback with Colin Kaepernick, who would you pick? Rich?
It's Bortles.
Okay. I love just how matter-of-fact you are about that.
I'm consistently anti-Bortles.
Cecil, that's your former teammate Rich
is
talking about there.
That is.
That's your quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
That's your teammate.
That is.
You're not crying like Terrell Owens,
though. Is Brock considered a starter at this point?
Hey, Brock.
That's a good question.
He's not.
That's a good question.
He's not a receiving multiple votes guy. So,
right.
Yeah. So who would yours be, Cecil?
So I'm gonna go based off the starters. I'm looking at all the teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, there you go.
That's a good Tannehill.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Blake Bortles, 20%. The winner. Nathan Peterman, 18%.
Of course. Anything with bad quarterback.
Do you want to renege on your vote?
I pardon my ignorance, but where is he now?
Oakland.
Peterman? He's in Oakland.
Oakland, that's right.
With Oakland. Gruden, who touted him during the Gruden QB camp as the most NFL-ready QB in the class. It's almost like the league forced him to sign Peterman. Hey, man, you vouch for this guy. You got to sign him.
The fact that he still has a job.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. Cecil Shorts, great stuff as always.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Hey, appreciate it, fellas.
Next time we talk to you will be next Wednesday, I believe, correct?
Yeah, Texas lost, so no more post.
I know. That was so much fun this year, man.
That was a lot of fun.
We had a great time. Cecil, great stuff as always, man.
Hey, thanks, fellas.
Enjoy the games
this
weekend.
Family's doing well, I hope.
Yes, they're doing awesome. So my son is in basketball mode right now.
Awesome.
And my daughter is in gymnastics mode right now.
Right.
And then our youngest son, Montana, Amy's favorite, your fiance. Shout out to you.
Yep.
Shout out to Amy. But he has soccer coming up in March. So
dude,
we're excited about that.
He's going to be a truck.
And the triplets are growing like weeds.
Oh, they're growing like weeds, man. They're actually sleeping a little bit more through the night, too.
Good.
So
great.
Hopefully by February, they'll be sleeping all night.
Great.
Good for you.
There man. It is. The Shorts family household up there.
That is a crazy. That's a crazy house.
Wait. One more. Harper. I'm sorry. I can't
Harper,
Harper
your other daughter.
Harper started gymnastics yesterday, and she'll start dance tomorrow. She's
How old
one.
Is she?
She's one. She's one. Got to get them started
awesome.
Early. Got to get them busy, man.
That's
it's
great.
All about sleeping at night.
That is so great, man. It's so good that you've
activities
got
to sleep.
It is so awesome that you have a big, huge, white dad van that you drive around.
Big Z, baby.
Big Z. Named after Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
The van is white. You're not referring to it as a white dad van.
No. The van is white. The van is named after a large white person, though. It's named
it
after Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot
big
about
Z.
that.
We're huge Cavs fans. Oh, yeah.
Cease, we'll see you next Wednesday, buddy.
All right.
All right, there it is. All right.